Alright, I just sent him a text to see if he is back at his game or not. We might have, that window might have closed. But I wrote that down, 147-100 with a 100 PL tone and a positive offset. Tyler, you were talking about that mesh tactic thing. I think my son was actually talking to me about that about a year, not even a year ago, a couple months ago. He gets talking to me about all that big brain stuff, and my eyes just glaze over, and I go, uh-huh, uh-huh. But I remember him talking to me about it, and we actually went back and forth a couple of times on different ways we could potentially use it. That might be something worth revisiting. So, Logan, if you're listening, maybe we could revisit that mesh tactic thing that you were talking about a couple months ago. Like I said, he loves to tinker with things like that, and I think that would be a fun thing, a fun little project to get into. My antenna at the house is just a two-band, I believe it's Diamond X50, so it's about a four-foot-tall antenna. I'm about a single-story home, about 17 feet in the air. It's on the roof, but it's not. It's 10 feet plus the peak of the roof, plus, a five-foot mast. So, I think the base of the antenna is about 17 feet. If I could get it up another 10 feet, I think that would. I don't have any problems with it, but I'm not getting out 40 meters on simplex, or 40 miles on simplex. I could hit a repeater 40 miles away, but they're up 100 feet, That's a little bit different. I think the best I did simplex on 2 meters was just a couple weeks ago. It was about 20 meters. I was talking to a buddy of mine. He's a drives a truck, and he was down in my area just as I was coming home from work, and we were talking on the radio, and I said, well, let me see if I can get you on the base station. I ran in the house, and then we switched over to simplex just because he was in the area. And we got just about 20 miles as a crow flies, and I thought that was pretty good. Go ahead, Tyler.